Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, the great day before a great new debate featuring six of the people who are prepared to take on the Republican nomination for president. Actually, it's seven of them. And they will be debating tomorrow night at the Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California. It's a beautiful locale. Let's hope there is a beautiful debate. And one of the things that is clearly going to get the attention of the debaters, aside from the fact that we're going to be anticipating what happens at that debate with David Drucker, the chief political writer for the Dispatch, who's on site there and covering the preparations for the debate by the various contenders. They will all be asked, no doubt, about the new decision that was just handed down by Judge Engoron, who is the Judge Arthur Engoron, on that civil lawsuit, not a criminal lawsuit this time, it's a civil lawsuit brought by New York's Attorney General against Donald Trump. As the Associated Press reports just minutes ago, literally, a judge ruled today that Donald Trump committed fraud for years while building the real estate empire that catapulted him to fame and the White House. Judge Arthur Engoron, ruling in a civil lawsuit brought by New York's Attorney General Letitia James, found that the former president and his company deceived banks, deceived insurers, and deceived others by massively overvaluing his assets and exaggerating his net worth on paperwork used in making deals and securing financing. Engoron ordered that some of Trump's business licenses be rescinded as punishment, making it difficult or impossible for them to do business in New York. And the judge said he would continue to have an independent monitor overseeing the Trump Organization's operations. A Trump spokesperson did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the ruling. The decision, days before the start of a non-jury trial in Attorney General Letitia James' lawsuit, is the strongest repudiation yet of Trump's carefully coiffed image as a wealthy and shrewd real estate mogul turned political powerhouse. Beyond mere bragging about his riches, Trump, his company, and key executives repeatedly lied about them on his annual financial statements, reaping rewards such as favorable loan terms and lower insurance premiums, Judge Engoron declared. Those tactics crossed a line and violated the law, the judge said, rejecting Trump's contention that a disclaimer on the financial statements absolved him of any wrongdoing. In defendant's world, this is the judge's language, in defendant's world, rent-regulated apartments are worth the same as unregulated apartments. Restricted land is worth the same as unrestricted land. Restrictions can evaporate into thin air. A disclaimer by one party casting responsibility on another party exonerates the other party's lies. This is a fantasy world, not the real world, said the judge in his 35-page ruling. Manhattan prosecutors had looked into bringing a criminal case under the same content but declined to do so, leaving James to sue Trump and seek penalties that could disrupt his and his family's ability to do business in the state. Engoron is slated to convene a non-jury trial starting October 2nd, so we're talking about a week from now, before deciding on those claims and any punishments he may impose on the Trump Organization. The Attorney General, Letitia James, is seeking $250 million. I'm sorry. $250 million in penalties and a ban on Trump doing any further business in New York, his home state. The trial could last between October 2nd, when it begins, and December, Angarana said. Trump's lawyers had asked the judge to throw out the case, which he denied. They contend that that James wasn't legally allowed to file the lawsuit because there wasn't any evidence that the public was harmed by Trump's actions. They also argued that many of the allegations in the lawsuit were barred by the statute of limitations. Engoron, noting that he had emphatically rejected all those arguments earlier in the case, equated them to the, quote, time loop in the film Groundhog Day. Except Groundhog Day was fun to watch. Is any of this fun to watch? There's a piece in the New York Times which goes on and on and on, but it's a front page piece with an arresting opening, and it begins this way. It's an article by Michael Schmidt, and he says, at the federal courthouse in Washington, a woman called the chambers of the judge assigned to the election interference case against former President Donald J. Trump, and said that if Mr. Trump were not reelected in 2024, quote, we are coming to kill you. At the Federal Bureau of Investigation, agents have reported concerns about harassment and threats being directed at their families amid intensifying anger among Trump supporters about what they consider to be the weaponization of the Justice Department. Their children didn't sign up for this, a senior FBI supervisor recently testified to Congress. And the top prosecutors on the four criminal cases against Mr. Trump, two brought by the Justice Department, and one each in Georgia and New York, now require round-the-clock protection. As the prosecutions of Mr. Trump have accelerated, so too have threats against law enforcement officials, judges, elected officials, and others. The threats, in turn, are prompting protective measures, a legal effort to curb President Trump's angry and sometimes incendiary public statements, and a renewed concern about the potential for an election campaign in which Mr. Trump has promised, quote, retribution to produce violence. Given the attack on the Capitol by Trump supporters on January 6th, 2021, scholars, security experts, law enforcement officials, and others are increasingly warning about the potential for lone wolf attacks or riots by angry or troubled Americans who have taken in the heated language. In April, before federal prosecutors indicted Mr. Trump, one survey found that 4.5% of American adults agreed with the idea that the use of force was justified to restore Donald Trump to the presidency. Just 2 months later, after the first federal indictment of Mr. Trump, that figure rose from 4.5% to 7%. 7% of people think that violence is justified to restore the Trump presidency. Is President Trump helping to restore that presidency by, once again, not attending a Republican debate? He, in fact, will be holding an alternate event that he hopes will take attention away from the debate. It's an event that involves him speaking to a convocation of United Auto Workers members, where he will speak concerning the current auto union strike. The Writers Guild strike is over. That's solved. That's good news. We'll be talking about the upcoming debates with David Drucker coming up on the MedVed Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And on the Michael Medved show, talking about the nasty side of the current election, and the nasty side is not just the various charges brought against Donald Trump. He just had a very big loss that was announced literally hours ago today. A ruling in a civil lawsuit brought by New York's Attorney General. The Judge Arthur Engoron, reached summary judgment ordering that some of Trump's business licenses be rescinded as punishment. And And then the trial over which Judge Engoron is going to be presiding goes on. It could cost President Trump $250 million. And with all that going on, there's been an alarming upsurge of threats, warnings, groups of people, organizations, and individuals, particularly individuals, talking about violence if Trump doesn't win. And again, one could say, well, it looks fine because it very much looks like the recent polling shows Biden in terrible shape and shows a clear edge for President Trump, assuming that he is the Republican nominee, where that looks increasingly likely to people. The threats, however, the angry threats, are documented by Robert Pape, who is a political scientist at the University of Chicago, who specializes in studies of political violence. He says the indictments of Mr. Trump are the most important current drivers of political violence that we have in this country. The threats have been steady and credible enough to prompt intense concern among law enforcement officials. The Attorney General, Merrick Garland, addressed the climate in testimony to Congress last Wednesday, saying that while he recognized that the department's work came with scrutiny, the demonization of career prosecutors and FBI agents was menacing not only his employees, but also the rule of law. Singling out individual career public servants, he means people like Jack Smith, who works for the Justice Department, has for years, who are just doing their jobs, is dangerous, particularly in a time of increased threats to the safety of public servants and their families, Garland said. We will not be intimidated, said the Attorney General. We will do our jobs free from outside influence, and we will not back down from defending our democracy. The FBI, which has seen the number of threats against its personnel and facilities surge since its agents carried out the court-authorized search of Mar-a-Lago, Mr. Trump's private club and residence in Florida in August 2022, subsequently created a special unit of the FBI to deal with the threats. A U.S. official said threats since then have risen more than 300%, in part because the identities of employees and information about them are being spread online. We're seeing that all too often, said Christopher Wray, the Bureau's director, the director of the FBI, in congressional testimony this summer. This is all a terribly serious matter, because how does it work out well? I mean, given the fact that President Trump has promised retribution, now he doesn't get to fire New York state judges. He doesn't get to fire federal judges either. I mean, and basically there are impeachment proceedings that you could try to bring. But given the fact that so many of these cases are going against President Trump, and he remains the leading choice for Republicans to represent our party in the upcoming elections, does that continue to make sense as these judgments continue and as new trials come up? I believe the latest E. Jean Carroll trial is also going to be coming up in October. And October 2nd, this New York State trial begins. Meanwhile, there's no trial, but there is an unspeakably embarrassing moment. There was an invitation to Parliament in Canada for a special session of parliament that was addressed by President Zelensky of Ukraine. They invited a Canadian-Ukrainian, big population of Ukrainians in Canada, and they invited someone who was something of a leader in the Canadian-Ukrainian community, whose name was Hunka, Vladislav, Yaroslav Hunka, and it turns out he was a Nazi in World War II. He fought for the Waffen-SS. He was one of those Ukrainians who hated the Russians so much that he went over to the darkest of dark sides. And Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, has spoken publicly about how deeply embarrassing this was. This is clip 15.
Obviously, it's extremely upsetting that this happened. The speaker has acknowledged his mistake and has apologized. But this is something that is deeply embarrassing to the Parliament of Canada and, by extension, to all Canadians. I think particularly of Jewish MPs and all members of the Jewish community across the country who are celebrating commemorating Yom Kippur today. I think it's going to be really important that all of us push back against Russian propaganda, Russian disinformation, and continue our steadfast and unequivocal support for Ukraine, as we did last week with announcing further measures to stand with Ukraine in Russia's illegal war against it.
And this is the Canadian House Speaker Anthony Rota resigned. Clip 14.
With a heavy heart, that I rise to inform members of my resignation as Speaker of the House of Commons. It has been my greatest honor as a parliamentarian to have been elected by you, my peers, to serve as the Speaker of the House of Commons for the 43rd and 44th Parliament. I reiterate my profound regret for my error in recognizing an individual in the House during the joint address to Parliament of President Zelensky. That public recognition has caused pain to individuals and communities, including the Jewish community in Canada and around the world, in addition to survivors of Nazi atrocities in Poland, among other nations.
Okay, that settled. What isn't settled? The debate tomorrow night. What should we expect? What will be different? What will be notable? We'll be speaking about that with David Drucker of The Dispatch coming up.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre urging House Republicans to prevent a government shutdown.
It is up to them to fix whatever chaos is going on right now with these extreme Republicans in the House. It is up for them to fix.
She emphasized the importance of passing funding legislation by week's end, urging Republicans to honor the deal negotiated by President Biden and Speaker Kevin McCarthy in May. Attorney General Merrick Garland assured families who lost loved ones to the fentanyl epidemic that the Justice Department is dedicated dedicated to stopping it. Speaking at DEA headquarters, he outlined efforts to target cartels in Mexico and suppliers of precursor chemicals in China. UPS is set to bring on board over 100,000 seasonal workers for the approaching holidays. The company's job portal advertises full and part-time roles, now offering a higher pay rate of $23 per hour. John Schaefer, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, seven GOP presidential candidates are gathering even as we speak in Simi Valley, California, which is the location of the monumental and beautiful Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. By the way, I urge every American, certainly every American patriot, regardless of your political orientation, to visit the Reagan Library. It's a magnificent facility, and it's just inspiring to be there and to see it and to try to remember the greatness of President Reagan. David Drucker is someone I know who has been there many times. He will be at the debate tomorrow. He is gathering information on what to expect. David Drucker is the senior writer at the Dispatch. He's based generally in Washington, D.C. Prior to joining the Dispatch in 2023, he was a senior correspondent for the Washington Examiner. He is also the author of In Trump's Shadow, The Battle for 2024 and the Future of the GOP. So, David, let me try something, get your reaction, first of all, to predictions by someone else, by Brett Stevens in the New York Times. He said what he expects from the debate is, I expect Ramaswamy to irritate, DeSantis to infuriate, Christie to needle, Pence to remind me of a beetle, Scott to smile, and Haley to win by a mile. But I doubt it will move the dial. What do you say?
Well, I mean, at this point in the race, having seen everything we've seen, I think that his skepticism that anything will move the dial is warranted. You don't need me to tell you that. I mean, this race really seems like Donald Trump's to lose or to win. it's understandable why he's not participating in any of these debates. I wouldn't if I were him. Strategically, it would be a mistake. His numbers did not shrink after skipping the first debate. If anything, they've only gone up. And so I think what we're watching, if we want to say that there's some significance around it, and there, you know, could be in hindsight, depending on what happens in the next few months, is there's a race to try and become the consensus alternative to Trump, right? So that all of the percentages that each of the second tier of candidates owns in any particular poll, can somebody kind of put it all together, or most of it, and create a two-person race? I don't know if that's going to happen, but that's, I think, what we're looking for. And I would say that, you know, regardless of who comes out of this in that position, if anybody ever does, it's really all we've ever been looking for is who's going to be the consensus alternative to Trump that has a chance to beat him, because they're the consensus alternative to Trump. Because if it's a, you know, not only is Trump now above 50%, which is a huge deal, and he's been consistently so for months, but the scraps that are left over are all being divided up. And so somebody needs to come out of this, or nobody's going to have a chance to even have a chance, if I can put it that way.
Well, you certainly can. What about the idea that this debate will be part of culling the herd, of narrowing the field? Right now, the only candidate who was in the previous debate who's not going to be there because he didn't qualify was Asa Hutchinson, former governor of Arkansas. Do you think it's likely that before the next debate in November, that there will actually be some people to drop out? Who are most likely to be the candidates to give up the ghost here?
Well, I don't know that anybody's likely to drop out. You know, candidates love to believe that until people vote, that somehow there's a chance, and that they don't want to have to look back and say that they dropped out prematurely. And this is just the part of the mindset of running for president. You know, the Asa Hutchinson thing is interesting. I mean, he's an accomplished man, accomplished politician. He's a nice man. He has no chance. He's never had a chance. He's not in this debate because he didn't meet the thresholds, at least the polling threshold. So he's not voluntarily not here. I think, you know, the question you're asking is anybody going to voluntarily get lost? Are they going to look at the amount of money they're raising, the prospects as they are for real, and say, I can't win, I need to get out, for whatever the reason is? And I think the question is, are enough candidates going to do that such that it can help create this consensus alternative to Donald Trump? And so far, you know, whether I'm talking about Tim Scott or Ron DeSantis or Vivek Ramaswamy, or, you know, Nikki Haley's been on a ride, and she's been rising since the first debate, so maybe it's not quite fair to put her into this category, but let's just take them all. The incentive structure for almost all of them is not there to exit the race as of today. Now, maybe, you know, a few of them have a poor debate. Maybe we're going to find out once the second quarter fundraising numbers are publicized. Second quarter ends at the end of the week. They have until the middle of October to publicize, and then maybe we're going to find out that some people just don't have enough money. So, you know, that could be a factor, but the incentive structure doesn't seem to be there for candidates to exit. And, you know, years ago, Michael, you know, people would run for president because they wanted to win. They wanted to preserve political viability. They cared about the party. And now people run for president for all sorts of reasons, and losing is not penalized, as we've learned. And so there isn't the same. The only thing that gets people out of the race is the money dries up, and then they realize they literally cannot afford to get on a plane and appear at a town hall.
Part of what I think people look at is the last time for the Democrats, and the last time for the Democrats, obviously Bernie Sanders was the early front runner, and there was great fear of him being the candidate because he would have been a sure loser. And the question was dividing up the Democratic support between Klobuchar and Buttigieg and Biden. And finally, after South Carolina became obvious, and boom, you had Klobuchar and Buttigieg flying to Biden's side, and they suddenly endorsed him. Could something like that happen for the Republicans with someone like Nikki Haley, who might be the most likely candidate for that kind of consolidation?
Well, anything's possible. The question is, do they want to do that? I mean, one of the reasons that those Democratic candidates in that race that you mentioned did that was because they had, number one, the Democratic Party is a little bit stronger as an actual party than the Republican Party. And just structurally, the way they're motivated and directionally. Second of all, there was an overriding desire among every candidate in that race and Democratic voters especially to beat Donald Trump. Nobody was going to be rewarded for dragging out a race, possibly causing problems for Joe Biden once he didn't just win South Carolina, but also cleaned up on Super Tuesday. There was just no desire to keep that going, and voters on the Democratic side that were voting in those primaries would have penalized those candidates and maybe held it against them in their future endeavors. So my point to you is, are these other Republicans in the race going to be similarly motivated? I mean, the Republican base certainly wants Trump to be the candidate, so they're not going to get pressure from the base. If anything, they'll get rewarded for sticking around, other than why don't you all get out and let Trump run against nobody. So I don't know if the same thing can happen here, but it's possible it could to some degree, but I don't see the same incentive structure.
Today, Ted Cruz predicted that the Democrats would end up nominating Michelle Obama. Your thoughts very quickly?
Smart man, that's the silliest thing I've ever heard.
not the silliest. I should probably give a stronger race than Biden. In Trump's Shadow, the name of David Drucker's book. Good luck. Enjoy the debate. We will be right back.
Champions for free market reform in Washington State. Washington Policy Center at their annual dinner event October 13th featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
Don't see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
No. So you do see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah.
Also featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight the 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved Show. There's a exchange, a debate between two writers at Newsweek about whether personal morality matters at all for politicians. There's a one column that says that it doesn't matter at all what kind of human being, what quality of morality or decency or sanity an individual has, if that individual can actually deliver victories for a political point of view, then it shouldn't matter any kind of personal evaluation. Then there's another writer, that would be me, who says that morality is always important when it comes to a business or personal or political relationship. Morality always matters in politics is the headline they gave it over at Newsweek. My basic position there, and I'm hoping we're going to debate this on the air because I think it's a very important debate today, is that if you look at the most successful and the least successful American presidents, morality matters. And when I'm saying morality, I'm not talking about somebody who has a happy marriage. It doesn't bother me, by the way, not one bit, that Tim Scott, who I think is a fine candidate for president and one of those candidates that I could very, very easily support, Tim Scott is a bachelor. And he basically has tried to turn aside rumors about his sexuality. He's spoken about a girlfriend that he has seen now. But whether he were gay or straight, he's a person, according to everyone who knows him, who has dealt with him in the Senate and in the House, he's a person of fine character. And character counts. That used to be a GOP slogan. And what character means is sometimes, yes, it's reflected in having a very long and successful marriage. You think that Jimmy Carter was not a successful president, but he was and is a person of some extraordinary character. And you see that in terms of a recognition of the importance of what you're doing. My column begins with a story of William McKinley, who was the president who had just been reelected in something of a landslide in 1900. He ran against William Jennings Bryan, the Democrat, in 1896 and won a close race, and then a pretty big landslide victory with his new vice presidential candidate, Theodore Roosevelt, in 1900. In 1901, right after he'd been reelected for that second term, he was taking a vacation at his home in Canton, Ohio, and he had agreed to see a reporter, and the reporter came to take his picture. And McKinley immediately put out his cigar that he was smoking and put it aside and said to the reporter, "We must not allow the young men of America to see their president smoking." And he said young men because at that time, of course, women didn't smoke at all, certainly not cigars. In any event, the recognition that a president, in terms of identification with decency and sanity and kindness and rationality, that all of those things are important for a leader. Aren't they important if you were looking for a business partner? Wouldn't you consider morality to be, if you're looking for a spouse or a girlfriend or a boyfriend, isn't character important? Isn't the basic sanity of an individual who will behave rationally and be able to maintain balance and self-control, the very essence of self-control, the very essence of morality, and this is something coming out of a day of fasting and contemplation on Yom Kippur, which was yesterday, one of the things that you see in Jewish tradition is there's a saying in the Ethics of the Fathers in Pirkei Avot where they ask who is wealthy, and they say somebody is wealthy who is satisfied, who rejoices in his portion or her portion. And then they ask who is mighty, who is powerful. And the answer, according to Jewish tradition, is someone who controls his inclinations, someone who maintains self-control. And if you look at the example of Lincoln, which I bring up, of course, in the column that we're talking about in Newsweek, Lincoln was known as Honest Abe long before he was a prominent politician. He got first called Honest Abe back in New Salem, Illinois, the little town in which he had lived. He had operated a store, gone deeply into debt to pay for the store, and then it, as Lincoln said in a memorable phrase, it winked out. The store went bankrupt. And Lincoln could have declared bankruptcy, but he didn't, because he was insistent on repaying all the people that had invested in him. And there are quotes by even Stephen Douglas, who was distressed when he was informed for the first time that Lincoln was going to be running against him for U.S. Senate. And he indicated he would have his hands full because he said that Lincoln was both wise and honest. And this is one of those factors that John Adams, who was both wise and honest, second president of the United States, he was the first president to actually move into the White House because they were just building the White House. But he asked for a prayer first time he ate in the White House. He said, "May none but wise and honest men rule under this roof." It's worth repeating and endorsing that prayer. Meanwhile, speaking of wise and honest men, One of them is portrayed in Superpower, new from Hollywood.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Oscar-winning movie star Sean Penn makes repeated trips to the bloody battlefields of Ukraine, where he connects with another former actor, President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, in Superpower, now streaming on Paramount+.
We need Americans to understand the price we have to pay to be free.
Such incredible unity. You realize what we've all been missing.
Well, this remarkable and emotional documentary fills up that gap, showing the way that the war has impacted numerous ordinary and some extraordinary people. Much of the dialogue is in Ukrainian with subtitles, but the interviews and news footage give you a sense of intimacy with shocking, no-holds-barred treatment of the genocidal Russian invasion of a young country yearning for its independence. Officially unrated, but lots of graphic footage of death, injury, and destruction. 3 stars for Superpower, a unique triumph for star and director Sean Penn. And yes, it gives you a very great sense of the greatness of Volodymyr Zelensky. Speaking of greatness, great news and unexpected. Senate Democrats and Republicans announced a short-term funding deal just now, and that would keep the government funded for 6 weeks while including additional funding for Ukraine, hurrah, and domestic disaster relief. This is the kind of deal that is a huge triumph for Kevin McCarthy. And God bless him for achieving that. I'm sure we'll be talking about it tomorrow. It spares the United States from a totally pointless self-inflicted wound of a government shutdown. Meanwhile, speaking of wounds, Target Corporation announced it's closing 9 stores in 4 far-left cities because of organized retail crime threatening the safety of employees and customers. What is to be done and why is this happening? We will cover all of that and much more, including the good news about a deal to avoid a government shutdown for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.